It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
Happening now through Sunday in Elkton, the Bluegrass and Butterflies Festival, and a lot of events going on out there, it sounds like. Eric Beachley is on with us from Elkton. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, so looks like a good weekend for Bluegrass. Tell us what you've got going on.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic weekend for Bluegrass. Tonight we have two bands, one out of Eugene called Muddy Souls and the Coos River Ruckus out of Coos Bay to start off the weekend event. And then tomorrow we have lots of things going on. We've got an instrument zoo for kids and adults coming along where the young ones can come and play or just handle instruments under a little bit of supervision. We've got jam sessions going in the morning tomorrow, and we've got workshops for ticketed people. And then we have a total, I think, of 9 bands starting at 2 p.m. with a great band called Fog Holler to continue down the list for them. We got Lost Creek and Linda Levitt and Tom Neckville and the Stillhouse Junkies, just a great band. Another great band out of Eastern Oregon called Tuesday Spring Band and Never Come Down, one of my favorite bluegrass bands, is going to be there. And then Sunday we have a gospel hour and a scramble. We've got food trucks and wine trucks, and we've got merch out there, and it's going to look like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I'm really hoping for people to come out. We still have quite a few tickets we can sell.
So this has all been being presented by Elktunes. Tell me more about your organization.
Okay, well, oh yeah, thank you. Elktunes is an organization that several of our friends got together, and we put this on 3 years ago, and we're doing it as a charity event where we share the proceeds with the Elkton Health Initiative. Over the last 2 years, we've been able to donate $10,000 to them, which has allowed things like telemedicine to come to the small community that doesn't have great access to health care. And that's what our main mission. So our motto is music is medicine.
So are you a musician yourself?
Oh, I wish. I've tried so many years to be a good musician. I wish I could. But I do support it, and this is one of the main things that we can do to help the community.
So why bluegrass? How'd you pick that genre?
Well, it goes back actually to me going to a bluegrass festival in a place called Telluride, Colorado back in 1984, and I just kind of fell in love with it back then, with people like Dave Grisman playing back there and Hot Rise and some great bands. And I talked a friend into going to something called the String Summit up in Eugene back in 2013, and it was a kind of a father-son deal. It kind of grew from there, and then when that shop closed down, we thought, you know, we need something to keep on with the bluegrass tradition. And so we got together and got this thing going in two years ago. This is our third year.
And where are these musicians? Are they all kind of from Western Oregon or other places too?
Oh, my gosh. No, we've had people from Canada. We have people from Canada. We've had people from Colorado. We have people from Minnesota coming down. We have people from Nashville come in. This is really not just, although we do have great local bands, this is not just local. This is national bands that are coming and playing, and really great, fine musicians, world-class musicians.
And you mentioned was it the Instrument Zoo?
Yeah, the Instrument Zoo is a chance for people to go and handle different types of string instruments and bluegrass instruments where they can touch them and have someone around to explain how they work. And it's really to kind of get people involved with the arts and with music.
Wow. Sounds like a good idea. And you've got, I understand, camping available, too?
Yep, we do. We have campsites available, although we might be getting short on those. But we do have campsites, and we had some RV sites available for the weekend.
And what are the ticket prices to get into this?
Right off the top of my head, I think it's $80 for Saturday, and for the weekend, it's $120. And you can find it on tickettomato.com to find the prices. And there's like a $5 parking fee for the day or something like that.
Well, you're definitely bringing in some big groups and a sort of a big event for a little town like Elkton.
It really is. It's quite a big event, and it's kind of a big, we think it's a big deal. We think it's really helping the community and giving Elkton a little bit of exposure to. The people here seem to like having it here.
So how long have you been around the Elkton area?
Oh, I've been in the county, or Coos County, for over 30 years.
And again, doing this for a few years, so sounds like you guys are pretty energetic about providing folks with a fun few days.
Yes, we are. It's really going to be a lot of fun. Where we hold it is at the Fort. If anybody who knows what Elkton looks like, there's next to the high school, there is something called the Butterfly Center, or the Elkton Community Center, Education Center, and it's got a butterfly pavilion there where we release butterflies from them. Every year. And then if you go down below where we're going to hold the event, it's at a replica of a Hudson Bay fort, log fort, that is just in front of the Umpqua River. So it's a really pretty setting.
Wow. All right. It's going on through Sunday out at the Elkton Community Education Center. We've got a link to get connected in for more information at our site at 541radio.com. Eric Beachley from Elktoons. Have a fun weekend. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.